This is Gilbert the Nardis. Half truths and whole drinks. Like I said, I'm a connoisseur of sorts, well versed in the art of fine women and strong drink. Self-proclaimed, as a matter of fact. This episode, I'm telling you, this is episode 16. I swear, it was a dragon. Now this one here is kind of a bit of a mysterious tale. It all starts out with a broken mug, a missing shoe, and you might say that this is the beginning of a story that probably isn't true, but it is, to some anyway. Now, I'm not saying I technically stole the dragon egg. I'm saying there was already a hole in the wall when I got there. Now, I know that somebody else has heard a part of this story before, and they said that this is kind of a tale of old Gilbreth trying to sell a fake dragon egg to a noblewoman, and it ends in the near death of a romantic misunderstanding and a tax audit. Well, let me tell you, that's just some tavern table talk. You could say it's some kind of divine message, but gossip is gossip. Now, where are we going to begin with this? Yes. Like I said, I swear it was a dragon. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gilbreth with all 9 layers of hell. Do you mean by I didn't technically steal the dragon egg? But I stand by it. I mean liberated. An unattended object from a structurally compromised vault that happened to belong to a very angry, red-scaled individual with wings. Coincidence? I think not. Look, if someone leaves their priceless magical inheritance just sitting there, unattended, glimmering like a ripe plum in a drought, it's practically entrapment. Also, I was drunk, which is not an excuse, mind you, it's just a tradition. Picture it. A cloudless morning in Upper Borgira, just past the do-not-pass line of the eastern cliffs, I'm riding on the back of a goat. Not mine. Name was Chester. Word was, a noble lady, Baroness Merelda the Misled, was buying rare beast eggs for her collection of exotic disappointments. I thought, what's the harm in a little shell-painted deception? So I pick up an old wavered egg from a yard sale out in the scrapyards, paint it gold, and lay some garnets and a broom, instant profit. Only problem, turns out it wasn't a dragon egg. The sucker hatched it in bag. Bit me, and it left Pinky. Name's Turpence now. The Baroness didn't notice. Too busy fainting. And the guards chased me off the estate with poultry forks and the elder's debt collector named Marvin. Right time for listeners' questions. Yeah, but, you know, there aren't any listeners. So we'll just read some letters instead. Well, there was some old letter here. And, this is a good question here from the, frequently asked questions, letter request. This said, my party won't let me keep looted items. What should I do? Easy. Keep loot small, swallowable, and moderately digestible. Or better, hide it in a false bottom mug. Problem solved. Question 2. I think my warlock patron is flirting with me. Good. That's leverage. Make him jealous by praying to a rival deity. Bonus if it's your patron's ex. Question 3. How do I politely decline a necromancer's dinner invite? Tell him you're vegan. That'll confuse him long enough to run. Alright, let's kind of continue. This was kind of a interview with Brewy and Ale. Well, sort of.
Dear Gilbreth, you left your boot, your coat, and your dignity at my doorstep. Again.
Ah, Brewy. Music to my ears. She's strong, mysterious, and one of those threatened to curse my mustache off. Still engaged, I think. Did I mention I got her a ring? Found it at a pawn shop called 12th Hand Wares. Traded it for a used wand and two songs I wrote about her that she's never heard. By court order. Okay, I guess it's time to take her horse and carriage out into a sponsorship here. That wasn't a very good horse and carriage ride, but those things move fast. You gotta jump on. Now listen, even though these are ads, we aren't lying, okay? We're just changing the facts until they like me. Or like you. Okay, add one. 12th Hand Wares. Looking for magic items with only minor curses? Come to 12th Hand Wares, where quality is subjective and prices are negotiable under duress. Add two. Beholder Eye Drops. Do your eyes stalk? Do they sting when they stare too long into the void? Try I Like You, EYELIKEYOUN. What? Yeah. More drink. Hold on. Made from ethically sourced gelatinous cube juice. Add three. Bardic Dating App. Loot me in. Swipe left for necromancers. Right for hopeless romantics. Loot me in because nothing says commitment like a charm spell and 7-day cooldown. Okay, let's go into a little bit of reflections here. The nature of lies. They say a lie told often enough becomes the truth. I say, that's only true if you're really drunk and the tavern's loud enough. But sometimes, a lie isn't a trick, it's hope. It's a story you're telling, or trying, to make real. Maybe that egg wasn't mine, but I'm sure as hell I sure as hell needed it to be. Truth hurts, but a good lie? That keeps your boots dry, your tankard full, and sometimes, just sometimes, your heart from falling to pieces. Alright, let's get into the wanted poster of the week. Wanted. One halfling, maybe drunk, possibly charming, last seen offering to marry a griffin for tax breaks. Reward, 2 pints and a wink. Description, slightly misleading, but overall pleasant. Name, unknown. Alias, Gilbreth Bernardus. That's me, by the way. I'd argue the pleasant part. Let's go ahead and give a toast. To the truths we trip over, the lies we ride like wind, and to the stories that follow us when we've long since passed the punchline. So here's to, well, hold on, I'm gonna pause a second and drink mid-toast because tradition! So here's to unfinished songs, second chances, and a bartender who knows when to stop pouring and start listening. Oh, I guess it's time to go in a little bit to some good old pub wisdom. Now, this wisdom, I'm going to let you in on a secret here. It's been gathered over many, many, many stool times in the taverns. All kinds of taverns. We go tavern hopping. From, one bar stool to the next. It's kind of fun. And from one tavern to the next. All over Borgira. And other places that may or may not be Borgira at all. Now, listen here. The world don't spin on gold, friend. It spins on favors, forgotten promises, and the occasional bad idea done very confidently. You can tell a lot about a man by how he holds a mug. If it's tight, he's hiding fear. If it's loose, he's hiding something else. If it's empty, he's either dangerous or broke. Usually both. I fall into that category from time to time. Sometimes they're just on their way to get another drink. Never play cards with someone who offers to teach you the game first. And especially not if their name starts with mysterious. Best lie I ever told? That I knew what I was doing. Still believe it myself some days. Always tip your bartender. They remember your face long after your friend forget your name. There's no such thing as a clean getaway. Just ones that ain't been found out yet. Every good story starts with, "I probably shouldn't be telling you this," and ends with someone swearing it was a dragon. Trust is like a bar tab. Easy to open, hard to settle, and someone always walks out the back door when it's due. If someone says they've never been in love, they're either lying or still talking to their ex. You can find wisdom in the bottom of a bottle, but only if you didn't put your teeth in there first. I was drinking with a guard once. Same guard who bought me a beer. It's that wanted poster thing. I posted up a wanted poster. I was thirsty, I drew a picture of a beer, and hung a few of them up. This guard stopped me and said, "Hey, if you stop hanging those up and scaring everybody, I'll just buy you a beer." He had nice armor. Well, turns out it was General Methus himself. Yeah, I didn't know him at the time, but he told me that great suffering leads to great wisdom, and only those with great wisdom can lead greatly. Now, I've had a lot of suffering from a hangover or two, so I guess that makes me a great leader. Of course, Methus would probably say that makes me a great drunk, but hey, we're halfway there. This has been Gilbreth Bernardis on Half Truths and Whole Drinks. And just in case you forget, I'm a self-proclaimed connoisseur of sorts, well-versed in the art of fine women and strong drink. Been on many adventures, and there's a brother whose name and race that I don't quite know. But
We had all kinds of fun. Escaped death once. There was this guy. He was, we were at the bottom of this cave. He called himself the Emissary. Kind of creepy looking fella. He had all them robes and cloaks and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, I thought that, hey, maybe I could, grab something. But, hey, my brother said, look, it's time to get out of here. I almost remembered his name there for a second. Well, anyway, this huge thing opened up and started moving us in and out. Well, I'll get into that in another podcast, another episode. But, anyway, if you lose something, probably wasn't me. Half-truths, whole drinks. Gilbert Bernardis.